This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader, answering user-submitted questions and broadcasting them to you every Monday morning. Now, if you would like to ask me a question, don't be shy. Go to nononsenseforex.com/askVP and fill out the little form. Ask me any Forex trading-related question you want to know, and I will get back to you typically within 48 hours. And then, if all falls right, your question just might make an episode of the show. That's how I do the show. Now, podcast numbers are going up nicely every single week, and I'm really happy to see that. And if anybody out there is listening to this podcast for the first time, I have one piece of advice. Binge on this. Almost everybody else is, and it makes me really happy to see. I can see a lot with my podcast analytics, not to the point where it's creepy and I can see your exact behavior. But what I have noticed is almost everybody that is finding this podcast for the first time isn't just trying to be entertained. It doesn't just want some one-off podcast they can just blow 15 minutes with. They actually want to learn. They are going back and they're listening to every single episode of the show. And that just warms my little heart, because what it's telling me is that my listeners actually really, really care about becoming great Forex traders. They want to be set up to succeed. They were probably set up to fail before, more likely than not. And either through the YouTube channel or through the podcast or through the blog, they were able to tell right away that this is very, very different. It does not take long to figure out that by listening to this podcast and the YouTube channel, that you are going to be in a much better position to succeed through these channels as opposed to anything else out there, because everything else out there is the same. They broadcast to the 99% of people who can't make it in Forex trading. And they are part of the reason why that number is so high in the first place. And my listeners get that. That is really, really refreshing. I didn't know how this was going to be perceived, I guess would be the best word, by people when I first started. I figure it could have gone either one of two ways. Either I could have been some lunatic, some heretic, some weird conspiracy theorist saying that, you know, everything you're hearing and learning right now is completely wrong, all the way down to why currency pairs even go long or go short in the first place. You know, most people could have been really, really dismissive, and that wouldn't have stopped me. I would have just kept going. But turns out the opposite was true. Most people were like, yeah, we're sick of it. We're not getting anywhere. It's the same recycled stuff over and over by people who really seem like they know what they're talking about. And it works really well when they do it and show it to me. But then when it comes time for me to trade and then I try to do it, I'm not getting anywhere. And a lot of times I'm going backwards. And I am here to tell you, yes, there is a much, much better way to do things. And after 10 years of Forex trading, I'm finally disclosing all of it. And I'm doing it in these little bite-sized pieces, so it's easy to process. You can actually go and apply it for an entire week, and then we move on to the next concept. There is nothing overly complex about what I do, but we are still attempting to go into a $4 to $5 trillion a day market, take money from it, and then leave. It's also not super simple. There is a process to it. It is very easy to learn. I am just attempting to ensure that it is learned the right way, and it is learned at a pace that everybody can follow. The instant gratification crowd will be phased out over time. The people who can't really hack it will be phased out over time. And what will be left, I'm hoping, even if that's just a small handful of people, are people who have completely transformed their trading careers into something that is highly profitable all of the time. People who, because they have a system in place that they know works, can absorb all of the highs and lows and come out the other side at the end of the year, look back and say, wow, those are some really great returns that nobody else out there is able to duplicate. All those people that went to college and majored in finance and took jobs at brokerage firms, you're going to be able to beat their returns far more often than not. And it's going to be hilarious because, like me, you probably did not take the route they took. I majored in finance in college, but I was terrible at it. I flunked out, and I went on to wait tables. But that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because it allowed me the time to get away from conventional thinking and put together the system I did, and it's been great ever since. And now I'm sharing it with you. And if my analytics are any indication, you are exactly the type of trader that I'm looking for. the type who binges on this podcast, the type that goes to the YouTube channel and watches every video, takes notes, and actually applies it, as opposed to the people who just listen to one episode and hope and dream. That's who I'm looking for. And so far, that looks like that's what I got. And I am over the moon about it. I could not be happier. And law of diminishing return, I'm sure it's not always going to be this way going forward. But let me just say, you guys early on are legit, and you're in the right place. And so in a way, this kind of leads into the question we have for episode 7, because in a way, I think it dispels another myth, yet another myth that brand new traders have about Forex trading. And I think it's important we talk about this, if anything, because especially if you're starting out, this is going to save you a lot of money going forward. Let's go ahead and get into it. This week we have Raj, R-A-J, from Gainesville, Florida. Florida is my first repeat area here on the Forex Q&A podcast. Good on you, Florida. The question is, what equipment do I need before I start Forex trading? I don't want to get started and find out that I'm missing something. So just like a lot of you, I'm sure Raj is just starting out and wants to start out the right way. And this is the perfect place to do that. And the problem, I guess, with the question is it didn't quite give me enough. He didn't say he wants to trade like I do. And that's kind of why I led into this question the way I did. Because, you know, I'm not so arrogant to think that people who listen to this podcast are going to want to sit there and trade exactly like I do. The way I trade, to some people, is not very exciting because I trade for 15 minutes a day and then I'm done. Yet to some people, only having to trade for 15 minutes a day and still achieving really good results sounds amazing. So I don't know who you are or who I'm dealing with, but I will answer the question the way I would answer a question if I was trading the way that I trade. And there's some good news. And that good news is you don't need much. I think a lot of you probably at some point have seen all the pictures and videos of people with these really sick setups with the two keyboards and the 10 monitors that are all attached to each other, tablet and a cell phone off to the side, and then a telephone over in the corner. It's ridiculous. If I had to have all that to trade, I wouldn't trade. Seriously, I would go do something else. For those of you who have seen pictures like the one I just described, that is called a day trading setup. All right, those are people who are pretty much forced to trade that way because either they just don't know any better and they thought that was the only way to do it, or if they're not on top of the market all the time, they have no chance of pulling any gains out. The life of a day trader is not a good one. They're under copious amounts of stress. A lot of them have to do some kind of drugs or some kind of speed or stimulant to just keep it going. Their family lives are usually a mess. Their mental health is all out of whack. I feel legitimately sorry for these people. But traders just starting out probably see that and they're like, wow, what a sweet setup. I wish I had something like that. You know, it's like being at the center of a space station. I get to have all these currency pairs right in front of me. I get to stay on top of them. I'm going to have a TV with Bloomberg on it off to the side so I can always stay informed. Yeah, no. It's the last thing you're ever going to want. And you will find that out very soon once you get everything started, that all that money you spent on all that equipment is probably money you're not even going to make back in the first 2-3 years of trading if you're going to take that kind of approach. Now, again, a lot of traders are very insecure. They're not really doing this for the right reasons. If you want something really cool to show off to your friends and put up a bunch of Forex charts and make it look like you're some kind of hotshot trader that is tuned into the market more than anybody else, if you want to watch CNBC and Bloomberg and be able to regurgitate everything they say to your friends to make yourself look really smart and keyed into the market, even though your returns are terrible, well, you go right ahead. Don't allow me to stop you. But needless to say, I do not recommend any of this. As far as actual equipment goes, here's what you need. A laptop. The end. I don't know a whole lot about tablets because I've never owned one, but you could probably get away with just having a tablet too. And that's it. That's all I use. One laptop. That's it. You could, I'm not going to say you can do it on your phone. I don't think we're quite there yet. You can actually have MT4 on your phone, but you can't put in custom indicators. So if you want to do things my way, I don't think it's going to work on a cell phone just yet. Maybe someday we'll get there, but we're not there right now. So all of you young traders out there that are overwhelmed and daunted by all the stuff you might have to have just to become a legitimate Forex trader, believe you me, You don't need much. One laptop will do it, and it doesn't even need to be an expensive one. So I've noticed, too, through my podcast analytics, I got a lot of viewers, and especially on the blog, I have a lot of people from developing countries and from third world countries. And let me tell you guys, if you have a laptop, you are right there on par with everybody on Earth in terms of how well you can trade. You will have to buy nothing else. And I'm going to tell you what, guys, it is so much better this way. The most beautiful advantage from being a professional Forex trader and only having to use a laptop and nothing else is you can go do whatever you want and not be tied down by anything. You have agility, which to a lot of people, they would say that's worth more than money itself. I live in Las Vegas for 8 months out of the year. I don't live here during the summer. Fuck that. I go way north and I get out of this heat and I go have fun. And I couldn't do that if I had to lug 10 monitors around and a desk and an office chair and crap like that. There's no way. I take with me at all times a laptop and an external hard drive, and that is it. And you don't even need the external hard drive. I just have that around in case everything goes sideways or the laptop gets lost or damaged. I can go ahead and just pick up everything right where I left off. But as for you, Raj, and as for most of you out there, cost of entry in this market is very, very low, much lower than you probably thought it was. So whatever a laptop costs you, most of you already have one, and then that's it. You don't need money to trade with, because if you listen to last week's podcast, you should be demo trading for a very, very long time before you even think about trading real money. Go check out episode 6 to find out more. Now, a few housekeeping things before we wrap it up. I have an email list, and there are two ways to get on that list. One is to go where I told you before, nononsenseforex.com/askvp, and ask me a question. Or there is a little form at the bottom right-hand corner of the blog. You just put your name and email address in there. And it's cool because I give my list things that other people don't either just don't get at all or won't get for a while. They get a sneak peek at videos. They get some cool little indicators and stuff like that they can use. It's a cool place to be. But the problem is, at least lately, that I don't send stuff out very often. It's been a while since I've sent anything out to my list, and I wanted to do it again this week. I want to give people a sneak peek at the best indicator in the world video, which I had just put out on Wednesday. I tried to send that one out on the Saturday before, I think, and I also had a nice little tool in there as well. Problem is, I switched email service providers over to ActiveCampaign a little while ago, and once I finally rounded everything up and tried to send out a blast email, I got a letter back from ActiveCampaign saying this. Let me pull it up real quick. It says, "Hello, VP. Your campaign was not approved because it appears to violate our terms of service and or acceptable use policy. We don't allow day trading tips, Forex, cryptocurrency, etc. Also, other products or content that is, in our sole judgment, objectionable or likely to upset recipients." So how about that? Well, gee whiz, ActiveCampaign, if sending out a bunch of free stuff that my listeners have enthusiastically double-opted into is deemed as upsetting, then maybe you and I really aren't on the same page here and we need to part ways. Now, thankfully, almost every other email service provider on the planet does not feel this way. So this coming week, I'll be switching everything over to a different provider and some of the forms might change a little bit and there might just be a little bit of a learning curve, but I doubt it. And when I'm done, because you all waited, I am going to send you something really cool. And then probably send more things out more often in the future. So that's going to be my project for this week. I'm going to be in the air a lot. So probably no bonus YouTube video this week, but everything will redeem and continue next Monday with episode 8 of the podcast. And then at least one brand new video out every week on the YouTube channel, along with a brand new blog. And little by little, we are going to slowly turn you in to that kick-ass Forex trader that has that rare combination of money and time. None of that 12-monitor trade setup nonsense. Just you and a laptop, kicking ass in the world's largest trading market, and then living your life any way you choose to live it. As always, the choice is yours. Now, if you would, please go to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. That is the one way you can really give back to the podcast, and it takes very little time, so I'd really appreciate that if you would be so kind. But either way, boys and girls, I will see you in episode 8. Go out there and get it.